USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is rejecting an allegation by a journalist who says that he sexually assaulted her in a Manhattan department store dressing room back in the 1990s. The president says he never met the accuser, E. Jean Carroll, and she's just making up the story to sell books. Texas will be deploying more than 1,000 National Guard troops to the U.S.-Mexico border, which is meant to address the surge of illegal aliens and assist the federal government with its border security efforts. Republican Governor Greg Abbott has a message for Congress.
Congress is a group of reprobates for not addressing a crisis on our border. And we're not going to stand idly by and endanger the lives and safety of the state of Texas because Congress is refusing to do its job.
On Friday, in a Boston federal court, the 14th parent pled guilty in the college admissions cheating scandal. This is USA Radio News.
Texting enrolls you in recurring automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text FORCE to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text FORCE to 321321. That's F-O-R-C-E to 321321.
President Trump is nominating Army Secretary Mark Esper as Defense Secretary. Esper is set to become Acting Defense Secretary on Sunday, replacing Acting Chief Patrick Shanahan. Shanahan's last day was Friday, a bizarre finding that may be connected to using your smartphone. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
The new study shows smartphones could be linked to horn-like structures growing on the inside of people's skulls. The Scientific Reports study finding bones furs on the bases of skulls of about 400 adults. Bones furs occur when inflammation damages cartilage and the body tries to repair it by growing more bone. The study surfaced after the BBC published an article last week on how modern life is transforming and changing with technology use. Scientists say extensive screen time, bending the head down for extended periods, and poor posture may be causes for the physiological changes.
This is USA Radio News.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now, that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
More moms-to-be in the U.S. are using marijuana, especially during their first trimester. That's according to a new study that was published earlier this week. Fox News medical contributor Dr. Nicole Sapphire explains more and goes into a little bit more detail on that study.
So this is a really large survey that just was presented earlier this week. They polled about 500,000 women, talked about, did you use marijuana during pregnancy? And if you did, was it for medicinal use or recreational use? Now, as you notice, we went from 3 to 7% who said that they actually used marijuana during their pregnancy. Most interesting was most of them were using it in their first trimester, which is really important for fetal development. Of them, they said 0.5% actually told them that their doctor told them to take it. I'm not so sure about that. The American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists are absolutely against marijuana, so I don't know which doctors they're talking about. The problem with these studies are they are exposed to a lot of bias, specifically recall bias, because what are you doing? You're just asking women, right? You have to depend on them telling you, one, if they use marijuana, and two, how much of it they use and what their reasons were.
Sapphire was speaking there on Fox News. And finally, a couple of UFOs over Kansas City Thursday sparked an explosion of speculation. The two orbs were seen as high as the city, and guesses ranged from aliens to weather balloons. It turns out they were balloons launched from Maryland by the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.